Why strain gauges need instrumentation amps. Instrumentation amplifiers serve as the workhorse of precision measurement systems. They are ideally suited to capture small voltage signals, such as those produced by sensors and transducers, even in the presence of large common mode noise. As an example of how instrumentation amplifiers work in a real-world application, we'll examine the resistive strain gauge. Okay, gauge should be gauge, but a nonviolent American revolt decreed the misspelling just, warranted, and expedient. Strain gauge basics. Strain is a dimensionless measure of the deformation of an object under stress. Although strain is a unitless quantity, it is often expressed as mm or in/in. Typically, strain values are small quantities like 0.001, which could be expressed as 1000 micrometers/m 1000 mu in/in, or in some cases, simply as 1000 mu. To measure strain, we use the fact that the resistance R of an electrical conductor depends directly on its resistivity R, its length L, and inversely with its cross-sectional area A. If a conducting wire is placed in tension, stretched, its length will increase and its cross-sectional area will decrease, so its resistance will increase. Conversely, if the wire is compressed, its length will decrease, its cross-sectional area will increase, and its resistance will decrease. By measuring the resistance of a conductor, a strain gauge can determine strain. The Wheatstone Bridge. The Wheatstone Bridge circuit, consisting of four resistors in the arrangement pictured below, is the preferred circuit for measuring a small change in resistance like that developed by a strain gauge. When an instrumentation amplifier is used to monitor the differential output voltage of a Wheatstone bridge, it draws essentially no current, because of its large input resistance, and so the Wheatstone bridge simplifies to two voltage dividers. The DC power supply is often called the bridge excitation voltage VEXC. We can use voltage division to determine the differential voltage VD developed by the bridge. If all four resistors in the Wheatstone bridge are equal in value, the differential output voltage will be zero and the bridge is said to be in a null condition or balanced. Wheatstone bridge active arms. When one of the four fixed resistors in a Wheatstone bridge is replaced with a strain gauge, it is called an active arm. The most common arrangement is a Wheatstone bridge with a single active arm, which is called a quarter bridge configuration. The electronics involved in physical measurements are often located far from the physical parameter under measurement. For instance, a strain gauge buried under the tarmac at a truckway station or within the structure of a bridge is unlikely to be located next to the electronics used to read the measurement. This means that long lead wires are often needed to connect a strain gauge to the Wheatstone bridge. Lead wire resistances vary with temperature and can greatly affect the accuracy of strain gauge measurements, even though the lead wire resistance is much smaller than the bridge resistance. We'll first analyze the standard bridge shown above. Assume that each bridge resistor is a standard strain gauge with a value of 350 ohms and that the excitation voltage is 5V. The lead resistance is not included. The differential output voltage is zero and the bridge is in its null condition. Now consider the added resistances of the lead wires, indicated by RL1 and RL2. The copper lead wires are similar in nature and are run as a twisted pair or a twisted shielded pair. Consequently, their resistances are nearly equal, RL1 equals RL2 equals RL. This means that the total lead resistance in series with 3 South African Rand is 2 RL. Assuming that each lead has 1 ohm of resistance, the Wheatstone differential output voltage can be determined using voltage division. Obviously, the resistance of the lead wires has thrown the bridge out of its null condition. While it is possible to readjust the circuit to its null condition with the lead wires in place, it will not hold since temperature changes will produce drift. However, we can compensate for this by adding a third wire to the sensor connection. Lead wire RL2 connects to the inverting input of the instrumentation amplifier, not shown above. The large input resistance of the instrumentation amplifier means that no current flow and no voltage drop across RL2. Examination of the above circuit shows that RL1, R3, RL3, and R4 are in series. Voltage division yields the equation for V1. Again, we assume that RL1 equals RL3 equals RL equals 1 ohm, 1 South African Rand equals 2 South African Rand equals 3 South African Rand equals 4 South African Rand equals 350 ohms, and VEXC equals 5V. The null condition is achieved with the lead wires in place. Further, if the lead wires exhibit the same temperature coefficient of resistance and experience the same temperature, perfect temperature compensation is achieved. Gauge factor, GF gauge factor, GF, is an important strain gauge parameter. In this equation, The numerator is the fractional change in resistance with respect to the nominal value, and the denominator is the fractional change in length with respect to its nominal value. For metal gauges, the gauge factor is always close to 2. For special alloys, the gauge factor may be 10 or more. The gauge factor is essentially constant with temperature. Analysis of a complete sensor system. Sargent 1350, TY41 data sheet. Source, Omega. We'll examine a full-strain gauge system using an Omega Sargent 1350, TY43 strain gauge. The above data sheet specifies that the nominal resistance, rho, is 350 ohms, its maximum excitation voltage is 6 VRMS, and its gauge factor is 2. The sensor is used as a single active element, which means that we have a quarter bridge. To minimize noise pickup, we'll use a 3-wire, twisted, shielded cable. A precision 10V voltage source is used for the excitation voltage. Tolerances in the bridge circuit can be trimmed out by using a multi-turn balance potentiometer, R5, for the no-load condition. The potentiometer can adjust the bridge balance. We take the gauge factor equation and solve for the resistance change. If the strain gauge is in tension, the strain assumes positive values. Conversely, compression produces negative strain values. If we assume that we have a tension strain of 3000 micrometers/m, we can find the corresponding change in resistance. This means that the strain gauge resistance increases from 350 ohms to 352.1 ohms under 3000 micrometers/m. If the strain gauge is placed under 3000 micrometers/m of compression, minus 3000 micrometers/m, the strain gauge resistance decreases from 350 ohms to 347.9 ohms. The following table provides the strain gauge resistance values. The bridge output voltage is the differential input voltage VD to the instrumentation amplifier. It can be determined by voltage division. V2 is the voltage at the non-inverting input with respect to ground, and V1 is the voltage at the inverting input with respect to ground. Next, we determine V1. The differential input voltage VD can be determined. Assume that we have tension strain of 3000 micrometers/m. From the resistance table above, 3 South African Rand equals 352.10 ohms. We can simulate the circuit in multisim. The multimeters verify that V2 is 5V and that VD is very close to our calculated value. The AD620 instrumentation amplifier voltage gain equation is provided on the product data sheet. 6 South African Rand is shown in the circuit below. The instrumentation amplifier will present some DC offset voltage at its output. The AD620 instrumentation amplifier does not provide offset null input pins. However, like nearly all instrumentation amplifiers, it includes a reference input pin. The reference input can be either positive or negative, and the applied voltage will be delivered to the output pin. The circuit below includes two AD1580 bandgap voltage references, U2 and U3. The voltage reference devices are low drift, low noise, and virtually insensitive to temperature changes. The devices can be thought of as acting like precision Zener diodes. These devices have a nominal voltage drop of 1.225 V. The bandgap description comes from the fact that the ideal bandgap for silicon at 0K is 1.22 electron volts. Potentiometer 9 South African Rand is adjusted to get the output of the instrumentation amplifier as close to 0V as possible when no strain is applied to the strain gauge, R3. The last stage is a non-inverting amplifier with a voltage gain of 2. The output of the non-inverting amplifier is monitored by a multimeter. Its voltage reading is in engineering units. For instance, 1.000 VDC is equal to 1000 micrometers/m. We can simulate this design with multisim. Conclusion. We've covered a lot of ground in this series, including the challenges of electromagnetic interference, combating common mode noise, designing differential amplifiers and the superior instrumentation amps, and finally tying it all together with a look at real-world sensing applications. In case you missed anything, or if you just want a refresher, check out the first 3 articles in this series. Goodbye, Emmy. Intro to Instrumentation Amplifiers. Make a Difference. Reject Common Mode Noise. Instrumentation amps, the workhorse of precision measurement systems,